From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. The Miami Dolphins can earn millions in tourism tax dollars each year for luring high-profile sports and entertainment events to Sun Life Stadium. That's through a deal approved today by the Miami-Dade County Commission. As WLRN's John O'Connor reports, Dolphins owner Stephen Ross has agreed to spend $350 million to upgrade the Miami Garden Stadium as part of the agreement.
The Miami Dolphins say the subsidy deal means they can begin work this summer renovating Sun Life Stadium. If major events are booked at Sun Life Stadium, the Dolphins get paid a share of local hotel taxes. A Super Bowl or World Cup final is worth $4 million. Lesser events are worth $750,000. Commissioner Barbara Jordan says the deal is fair.
This is a performance-based agreement. No events, no payments.
But Commissioner Esteban Steve Bovo says voters should decide.
Our community has, I think, spoken in various forms that they're not in favor of these kind of supports and doing this.
Bovo was referring to the ouster of former Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Alvarez, who lost support partly because of the controversial Marlins Stadium deal. Others oppose the Dolphins deal because the county faces budget cuts. But the county only pays the Dolphins if hotel tax revenue is available. In Miami, I'm John O'Connor.
A new poll finds about half of Cuban Americans surveyed in Miami support ending the Cuban embargo. A Florida International University poll released today also found that even more Cuban Americans support resuming diplomatic relations with the island's government. It's the latest in a series of polls conducted by the university since 1991. As time has passed, support for the embargo has declined. 1,000 Cuban Americans were surveyed. The small but highly regarded Museum of Contemporary Art in North Miami is looking for a new home, and it's in the fight of its life for freedom from its landlords at North Miami City Hall. The two sides have sued each other, they have appointed competing museum directors, and now they're fighting in court all over ownership of the museum's 600-piece permanent collection. Miami Herald reporter Lance Dixon has been covering the dispute. He says it all started when MoCA proposed merging with Miami Beach's Bass Museum of Art, apparently just to get out of town.
It's a city of about 60,000 residents. It's a mainly working class population, and so they feel that they, even though they sort of remain this main attraction, they're not attracting necessarily, I guess, the audience that they'd like to, and feel that, you know, the Bass and Miami Beach perhaps offer a better opportunity to do that.
But North Miami insists that MoCA's art is actually city property and that the museum is trying to steal its cultural heritage.
It was described by one of the council members as an art heist, that the city, that the museum's board is just trying to get out now and essentially leave North Miami with nothing in terms of art.
And the squabbling continues. The ownership of the art is causing heartburn for museum donors who say they gave to the museum and will probably lose their tax deductions if there's a ruling that the city is the real owner. And a popular North Bay restaurant is close to reopening 1 year after its deck collapsed into the bay. WSVN reports that management at Shuckers hopes to reopen the Miami area sports bar next month. The bar's deck partially collapsed during last year's NBA Finals, sending 20 people to the hospital. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Andy?